Taylor Watch.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. It doesn't hit the same as Happy Thursday.
No, it don't. Happy Thursday was good. And I did get a couple of DMs being like, it is my birthday, so thank you for singing it in the tone of birthday. So that was good.
Wait, that's nice.
Happy birthday to all.
Yay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Tuesday could be.
Go Tuesday, go Tuesday, go.
Go Tuesday, go Tuesday, go.
Go Tuesday, go Tuesday, go. Go Tuesday, go Tuesday, go.
I like that. That was cute.
That got me feeling a little better.
Give a little something to Tuesday. We were just saying that we're it's Monday, obviously, for us recording, so we're feeling a little low energy.
Yeah.
You know, Mondays, feel very much a case of the Mondays.
Yeah,
personally,
feeling like Garfield. I hate Mondays.
Big time, big time.
I had to get up super early this morning for
my flight.
Oh, that's
right. You were on a plane already today.
Yeah, I was in Chicago, so we were all over the globe, all over the state.
All over the globe, all over the state.
The country.
The country,
I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. I feel so brain dead today.
For sure. Yeah. I gave up my foster cat child. I don't even think I discussed that on here.
No, you didn't.
Now that it's done and nothing bad happened, I'll discuss. I was cat sitting for 5 days, one of our coworkers' cats, actually. And, you know, thank God it all went well, because otherwise I would have been
imagine.
I can't talk about this cat. And it was a great, it was a good time. It was a, I've never had a cat. I was just explaining to Gia, I've never had a cat before. And I've had a dog, you know, like our family had a dog, but that was pretty much it. So like, it was kind of a test, not a test, but to see if I could
test.
Yeah, it is a test. Like a test run.
Trial run.
Trial run.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a better way. Yeah. And to see like, how do I like this? Is this good? Whatever. Mm. And it's true. Cats are just as low maintenance as everyone says. Mm. It's also true, though, that if you are allergic to cats even a little bit, which I thought I was only a little bit allergic, that maybe sometimes you're more allergic than you think you are.
Shit.
So,
which scares me because I think
cat
I'm
with
a
hair
little
is
allergic.
Maybe, I was so shocked by the amount of hair coming off the cat. Like, I think that's really what, and people always say that, and I'm always like, oh, get over it. It's like a little cat hair. No. It's not just a little, and maybe also could have been the kind of cat. But
right.
So moving forward, it would have to be a different kind of cat if I were to get a cat. And that's just good information to
have. Maybe a hairless cat.
Which I do love, and I already have a name, Voldemort.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So,
that's really
But people
perfect.
Say that the hairless cats get oily. I know. That's what I
Ew.
Say.
And I
so
also,
they always have to wear clothes, which I also kind of love. I love, like, put, I love
I also think you have to clean,
him.
Like, in between
you
their,
do.
Like, paws and stuff because, like, since they don't have hair,
yep.
like.
Yeah. It's a whole other thing. And, yeah, that's another thing, too, is, like, I think I'm a little too, you know, I'm very independent. I live by myself.
Yeah.
I'm a little OCD. Like, you know, and when even when people come over, I kind of have like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, like your shoes. Oh my God, like whatever. It was just such a dumb way. Like, you know, who cares? But I get a little weird about germs sometimes. And so that was a hurtle for me as well, the cat thing. Like,
yeah. Because
like
they're kind
eating
of
food
touching
and then, like,
everything.
Trying to lick my face.
Yeah, yeah.
Litter box.
Licking
and
their
jumping on my bed.
Vagine, yeah.
Yeah,
then,
yeah. It was just a lot. You know, those things are things that I'm going to have to decide. Can I
can you handle it?
Yeah. But the,
how would you rate
the cat that I have is a precious baby angel, so well behaved, like a perfect.
Very
perfect
cute
kitty.
Cat.
Yeah.
Like,
extremely.
Cutest face ever. He's a
so
Siamese?
Cute. Siamese cat.
Yeah. With like big blue eyes.
So fucking cute. Like, and just like a, just a snuggly angel, like very like anything you could have ever wanted in a cat. Like it was the perfect little like trial run for a few days or whatever. And I did. I felt guilty like leaving. Like, you know, I had to go to work. I had a couple dinners. I got a baby shower. Like stuff I was doing, and I always felt bad leaving.
Bye, Mom.
I don't know if I could do that guilt. You know,
I know. Whenever I'm like watching my dogs, I always feel like that. Like.
Yeah.
Anything can go wrong at any second. It scares me. That's
I kept putting on like different music and stuff. I was like, which one do you like? Like, do you want to sit in silence? Like, one time I went out when I had
You're
to
like,
go.
Why is it a little awkward?
No, it was awkward.
Yeah.
I was like, this is weird. And so, and also I talked to cats like, I talk to the cat like I would talk to a human, because I feel like dogs you talk to like babies.
Yeah.
Cats, they're like,
they're
look,
like too,
they're
mature.
Too smart for that.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Like too, yeah. So I'd be like, all right, Momo, like, what do you think about this? Like, you know, and he'd kind of look at me and sometimes slow blink, like, you know, like, I understand you.
Yeah.
But at one point I went out, I was grabbing drinks with my friend who was in town, and I put on like a YouTube video that was like cat sounds.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was just like birds and animals and stuff on the screen. And he did love it. He was staring at it when I left. But then when I came back, it had gotten to a point in the like video
or
whatever.
Oh, the TV turned off.
And no. It was like an 8-hour thing. So it was long. So I was only gone for like 3 hours.
Oh.
But it came back and it was at the point where these birds were like fighting with each other. And the sound was so annoying that I was like, this has to be so annoying actually. Like, I'm never going to play this again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Crazy. So I don't know. But yeah, so it was.
At least you got a try. Now you know.
Now I know.
The pros and
now
cons.
I know.
That's what I want to do. I want to watch someone's cat for like a week and see if I would like it.
It was a really good like Yeah, I'm glad that I said yes. I'm glad they trusted me to do it. Like, it was a good time. So shout out to Momo, my precious angel.
Shout out to Momo, my cute ass freaking cat nephew. Cat.
Yeah, cutest cat in the world. So anyway, so that was all consuming for me. You were gallivanting.
Yep.
At All Cheval in Chicago, by the way. How was it? Any better than New York? Or same
New York one's better. And New York has
everything better in New York.
True. New York one has French dip, which I really wanted, and they didn't have French dip in Chicago.
Menu?
No. I know. Interesting. They have like a whole, it's like different. They have the burger.
Right, of course.
But like they had like random ass fucking, like they had like potato hash. They had a bunch of potatoes, hash browns, potato hash, French fries, and like random ass things. But yeah, it was like,
did
they
it
had
seem
the
more
bologna.
Casual?
Way more casual.
I was going to say, because it's like semi-casual here, I think, but I still kind of dress up.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheval,
like
you know?
You like put on like maybe like a pair of jeans, whatever.
Like
but
a
like,
cutie top. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very casual, so I was a little disappointed because I was pretty hungover, and I was like, damn, I just want a French dip. And I was like ready for the French dip, and then once I realized I wasn't on the menu, my heart kind of broke.
Yeah, that's a really tough pivot after that, too, especially when you really taste it. When I'm hungover and I can't have exactly what I want, it's like, you know, people better beware. Like,
it's
a tough
thing. I had the best dish, food dish, like of maybe top five.
Oh, my God.
Short rib hummus.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds
with the,
like
au jus
dip?
Yeah, like it's like
was it like, oily?
It has like the au jus and like the short rib is on top of the hummus.
Got
and then you
kind
of mix it together and like something about like the nuttiness, the creaminess of the hummus just match perfectly with the richness of the au jus, you know?
Sure. Ooh. I feel like it's kind of like a I'm trying to think of the word. Kind like maybe like a my first thought was like, ew, like dipping beef with like other things. But that's kind of like chili. You dip things in chili.
Yeah.
But it's like a pulled pork short rib chili, but with hummus.
But
and like
with hummus instead of like a broth. It was really delicious.
Something I would
like 10
certainly
out of 10.
Try.
Yeah.
It was
10 out of 10
that.
Delish.
And I love short rib. If I see short rib on a menu somewhere, nine times out of 10, I'm getting it. I love a short rib.
Like short rib pappardelle.
Always
love
every time I get that. I swear to God.
Yes,
because it is short ribs hard to make at home. Like it's not hard. It just takes
just
forever.
Takes forever. It takes like 6 hours.
Yeah. So you want to have it somewhere else and appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway. So that's us.
That's
our
us.
Lives.
And then unfortunately we took a big fat L on Sunday with our draft queens.
Oh my God!
With freaking Travis. God. You know what? I don't even blame Travis.
No.
I blame Pat. Mahomes.
I blame Pat as well because Pat or Travis was open many a time. At the beginning, he wasn't. At the beginning, he was heavily guarded. He couldn't really catch the ball. But then towards the end, he was open a lot, and he just could not get a touchdown. So we have our first loss, and it's really only like a 1/3 loss. The other two hit, and so maybe still if you did only the parlay. You lose.
Then you lose. But if you did individuals,
then you might have made
a couple
of bucks. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, we'll get into that more for Thursday's episode, of course, and we'll talk about our woes and our strategy for next time.
Yeah,
I said, we're still like, yes, I'm disappointed in that moment, like for Travis.
Two out of three is not bad.
And the other two were like kind of difficult, and we did it.
Yeah.
Waiting to like Brock Purdy only hit the over on
and, like,
passing yards
quarter.
In like the last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And that was like I was like, my heart was racing.
I was nervous.
Because on the DraftKings app, it shows you like how far until you hit your goal.
Yeah.
And it's like a progress bar. And I was refreshing it like nobody's fucking
business.
He was
like 2 yards away with like maybe like 8 minutes after the fourth.
Yes.
And I knew we were going to be fine because they were down. So I was like, he has to pass it anyways.
Yep.
But yeah, it was definitely nerve wracking. Like
once I got the ball back, I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, cause I wasn't sure if there was enough time for them to have it. Like, I think it was like 2 or 3 minutes left when they finally, but regardless. And then, you know, the Bears defense, Jonathan Owens crushed.
They slayed the game. Thank
God. Kept that score down.
We're still 1-1. So we're still on the up, you know, like we're, Is that 500? Is that when you're like even?
I think so.
Or like break 500? I don't know
what the
term is called.
We'll
just even.
We'll be here on Thursday with that information. Because I don't actually know that information. Yeah. We'll have to ask. But so yeah, so that was something. But the good news is, despite the fact that Travis Kelce didn't get a touchdown, Taylor Swift did make it to the game. And she did look adorable.
She looked fabulous.
In a Chiefs jersey, sort of. And it was a jersey dress.
Yeah,
with high boots,
dress.
T-shirt dress, high boots, the jersey dress she got from like a local boutique in Kansas City.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which
it
is
was
so
like
cute.
A vintage shop in Kansas City, and it looked like from whatever TikTok, the owners posted, like, they they showed the shirt. This was before, obviously, she wore it, and they were, like, in-store only.
Yeah.
So people think that maybe Travis or, like, one of Travis,
somebody
probably,
went there.
Like, Travis's assistant went and just picked out a bunch of pieces for Taylor.
For sure, which is
great. And, yeah, she looked
fun.
So cute.
She brought brought the whole crew to the game. She brought her mom, her brother, her aunts, the Heim sisters.
Her boots are Giuseppe Zanotti per usual, but
they're same as her
maroon
ones,
but in black.
Same
That's
one,
what I thought.
Color. Yeah, yeah.
The
Sarah
Franny
posted
boots
about it.
Is what they're called.
What are they called?
Franny boots.
Are they?
Yeah.
Franny.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know, she was also wearing a bejeweled necklace. It was like the bejeweled chain or something.
Oh, cute.
Shimmer
chain. Shimmer
chain.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
cute.
Yeah,
I like that.
Make the whole place
pretty
shimmer.
Affordable. Vitali,
yeah.
$120.
Her jewelry for the games usually is pretty affordable,
yeah.
With the exception of like one or two.
And then
things.
Her, yeah, Louis Vuitton bags, $4,000.
Yeah, of course, obviously. Yeah, she's a high low. She's a high
Ooh,
low shopper.
Cute, very cute, and some Louis Vuitton earrings to match.
Yeah,
love.
Cutie. So
she
looks
she
great.
Really
hair up, half down. I love it with a little bow in her hair.
The bow was so cute.
I love
cute.
A bow.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
a bow. In
love
hair.
A bow moment.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Some of my fave stuff.
I wonder, because you know how we were saying maybe she was like gonna do something with Gucci.
Uh huh.
I feel like she always.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, like
she loves Louis Vuitton. Yeah,
I
yeah,
feel
yeah.
like that's her more of her go-to.
Well, now that we know her stylist, and shame on us for not knowing him before, but so now I'm just curious, like, does he favor those brands? Does she favor those
right.
brands? Like, who's in charge of all that? I would love to like talk to him one day. How
totally.
Fun would that be?
Oh my god,
I would
totally
love to talk to him.
I just like I want to know how much like say like. This like Taylor puts into an outfit, you know. I'm sure she does
sure.
have a lot of say,
yeah.
Obviously, because it's Taylor Swift. But like, I wonder how nitpicky
normally,
she is with like.
Normally, when you are dressing celebrities or dressing things for like photo shoots or for events or things like that, the stylist will reach out to a few companies and say, "Hey, we have XYZ events coming. Do any of the brands want to send anything for these events?" And then they'll send it. Usually, they'll like. Comb through and pick out the right pieces that the stylist thinks that Taylor would like, and then she would pick from that. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so
that
it's
makes
like,
sense.
It gets like filtered down, but she still does kind of like pick her own things, but out of a pre-selected.
That
that's
makes
usually
sense.
How stylists work.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I think. But like, but then with this for the Chiefs games, I do feel it may be a little bit different. Like it does say like you know Joseph will post it and be like I styled whatever. But if she's getting stuff from like local boutiques and local like vintage stores
yeah,
and things
yeah.
like that, it may be a little different. But also.
Yeah, she's like,
have,
oh, I have this Chiefs shirt. Like,
yeah, she might just also have just like a big selection of that stuff. Like, that
yeah.
might be the genre that she goes for at a Chiefs game. Because honestly, like first game, yes, she showed up wearing Versace girlfriend. Which these are my girlfriend shorts.
Ooh.
I love these shorts. Versace
is that
top,
girlfriend
though.
Collective or different? Just
no,
girlfriend.
It's just girlfriend.
Okay, because like there's a brand called Girlfriend Collective too. So I get confused.
Hmm.
Yeah,
maybe they're under the same. Mine like my tag only says girlfriend.
Interesting.
You know.
Yeah.
But it could be. It could be. I'm honestly not sure. I got from Revolve. So
yeah.
if people are Revolve frequenters, you can see. But. But so yeah, so she may have, that might be like the strategy for her clothes and these things. Like she doesn't want to, you know, do it up too big. She'll do like a high-low
yeah.
things where it's like,
yeah.
yeah, I'm wearing these, you know, $3,000 Giuseppe Zanotti boots,
yeah.
but I'm also wearing a
yeah.
$50
like dressing
t-shirt
up
dress.
Dressing up a casual outfit.
Absolutely, yeah.
yeah.
Because
Very
you don't
cute.
Wanna, you don't always want to show up in like, you know, head-to-toe
yeah.
designer stuff.
Yeah,
at, like,
sometimes
a,
you want to be comfy.
It's also a little more like down home. I feel like it's more family vibe.
Yeah,
than,
yeah.
like, runway
yeah
know?
Yeah yeah
and the first game obviously like I said showed out you know wearing whatever and like doing the whole thing but I think mostly her game style is very like merch oriented
yeah
you know?
Yeah yeah
which is fun I think
which is fun
I,
yeah.
I like it a lot
I still can't wait to see maybe one day she'll wear a Kelce jersey
I know I'm waiting to
fun.
See that oh speaking of Travis garb Andrea Swift wearing a
yeah.
I'm in my 87 era
that
pin.
That was really
cute. So
cute. And she also, her like zip up was like embroidered with 87
cute.
On it. Yeah. And
that's
the,
adorable.
One of the aunts was also wearing a
oh, yeah,
I'm
I
in my 87
too.
Era pin.
I
which
love
is really
I love
cute.
When the aunts come around. Like
yeah.
it's so like
they
Flora Fauna Merriweather.
They are
carbon
copies of each other.
It's crazy.
Oh my
they
God,
all
it's
just
crazy.
The same. Just all, the same.
Like Donna,
and
Andrea, the aunts, like Taylor. Yeah. Like, they all are.
Oh my God, Donna and Andrea hugging.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The crossover of the century.
The crossover of the century. And it was like a long loving
A Home
hug.
Goods hates to see those two coming.
Yeah. Hates. You know what else does? A glass of white wine.
Oh, hell yeah. Yep. A Pinot Grigio and a hot dog.
Ooh,
hates
no way.
To see
hates to see these
hates
bitches
to see
coming.
Donna and
no
Andrea
way.
Coming. Yeah.
No way. Oh my God, so funny.
Yeah, it was a family affair as her and Austin were like celebrating mm-hmm. together, which was cute.
I love when we get to see glimpses of Austin yeah, me too. Living and loving his life.
Oh, I'm sure that he is just over the moon about this relationship.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It seems yeah.
Free game tickets all the time. It's so fun. Yeah.
Another thing to note, I feel like we've talked about it before, but I don't know if I realized this. So at the stadiums, people have like specific boxes. Like there's the Kelce box. Mm-hmm. So they're always in the same box. And
yeah.
And there's the Mahomes box, which is the same thing. So they decorate it however they want.
Yeah.
And so like it's, you know, decorated with Travis stuff. And it also has a poster of like the Eras Tour,
yeah.
you know, whatever. And so in a lot of the pictures of them in the booth or in that suite,
in the box, yeah.
in the box, you can see it in the background. I just think that's a really cute thing. Like we've talked about it before,
cute.
But to say that it's like still there,
yeah.
it's like part of the decor.
Yeah.
And it's just like how it makes like if I were her, I'd feel so included. I'd be like, wow, this is so kind.
It's
like,
so nice. Yeah. It's you keep a picture of her in your office downtown.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's so
100%.
Cute.
100%. Yeah.
It just seems so a nice cute. Little sentimental like
for sure.
Yeah. And
sure.
yeah, it was funny like them all taking pictures. It was I wrote their names down.
Oh yeah.
Sorry Kiara? If I mispronounced
Kiara. I think it's Kiara.
But
but
there's no
but also,
I.
Who
it's C-H-A. She's Mecole Hardman's fiance.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But her she's supposed to name C-H. So that for some reason I think it's Charia. Because there's no
how
I.
Is it spelled?
It's C-H-A-R-I-A-H. Charia.
Charia or maybe Caria?
Or Caria. Yeah, maybe Caria.
Huh. We'll have to someone let us know.
I thought it was what'd you say before?
Kiara.
I've
been saying Kiara.
I thought it was Kiara,
too. I think my brain
too.
Just like told me that's how it was spelled.
But there's no I, so that's what's throwing me off.
Interesting.
But you never know. Maybe
well,
it's
someone
a,
let us know how that's pronounced.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody like say it out loud. Like,
yeah.
I've just seen it written
just
a million
tagged,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah
and
yeah.
she was also with Shauna Weathersby,
oh.
who is Chris Jones's partner. Not
got
sure
it.
If that means girlfriend or wife or
yeah, not
just
sure.
said partner.
Got it. Okay.
So those were the two ladies.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Friends
they,
in the booth.
Yeah. They went to Pat Mahomes' birthday party?
Birthday party
yeah.
after 29. Young. What a young buck.
You know,
I did not know he was sub 30. I
thought
for sure
forget
he was like
that,
a little bit older.
Yeah, I always forget that you have to how yeah, Travis because Travis is
Travis
older.
Travis and Taylor
30,
are the same age. So
two or 33?
He just turned or he's about to be 35 because Taylor's going to be 35 this year. Yeah.
Yeah, so like okay, one that's like kind of old for a football player. For football, for NFL.
Yeah,
obviously
yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
old at all in general, but like
no.
that's what's just shocking me about Pat Mahomes being 29. But I always forget that like once you turn 30-ish, like
mm-hmm.
that's when most NFL players retire.
Right.
Because you're
How
usually
old is Jason?
So young. I want to say like maybe later 30s. If Travis is 35,
he retired
then
late.
If Travis
gotta
is
be like
35, then he's probably 38 let's or 37.
Yeah.
I would think.
Jason Kelce age. 36. Wow, they're so close in age. Yeah, Travis is 34 right now. His birthday is October, so he's about to be 35, like in 2 weeks.
Okay,
October 5th is his birthday.
Oh my
which,
god!
Wow, that's really soon.
Yeah,
literally in 2 weeks he'll
happy
be
early birthday, Travis.
Happy early birthday to Travis.
I wonder if they're gonna have a lovely celebration.
Yeah, I wonder how exciting. Because right, do we have a like? Did they celebrate it? Weirdly, we didn't know his birthday until just now, or at least me.
Yeah, no, I had
did
no idea.
Did they celebrate his birthday last year?
Not that I remember.
Remember,
yeah.
Oh, maybe at a restaurant,
didn't
actually.
Didn't they, like, go out to dinner?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I think I remember something like
similar
that.
Similar situation after a game.
Yeah,
yeah. It's on a Saturday this year, the 5th.
Ooh.
So,
is
see.
He a tourist then? Oh, no, October. Tourist is May. He's a
no, he'd
Scorpio?
Be a, either a Virgo or a Scorpio. Let's see. When does Scorpio start?
I think Scorpio's later. He might be, or.
When does Scorpio season
isn't it
start?
Sagittarius?
No, so he's Libra. A
Ooh.
Libra. Leo, Virgo, Libra. So
okay.
Libra is, let's see, Libra dates. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Libra.
Okay, we love a Libra Libra king
Virgo,
with a
Libra,
Sagittarius
Scorpio,
queen.
Sagittarius, I love, oh yeah. You know that Beyonce song?
No.
Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer. Oh, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, I love, oh yeah.
Wait, is that her song called Sagittarius?
No, it's called like Signs or what's it called?
Oh, interesting.
It might be Sagittarius. Yeah, let's see, Beyonce. It's an it's a deep cut Beyonce from like
yeah.
the first album.
Oh. So it's not from Renaissance?
From like Dangerously in Love.
Oh, okay.
Signs, it's called, featuring Missy Elliott.
Oh, love.
Yep. But every time I hear it, I like have to remember the the order? Zodiac signs. Yeah, yeah. I sang that song. It's like how people sing like the state song.
Yeah,
or, like,
and like Drake and Josh when they're like, I saw Mercury, then Venus. Yeah, yes. I saw the Earth, then Mars.
Saw Jupiter. My memory for the planets is Jupiter, unfortunately Venus. Blue's Clues. Oh. Well, the sun's a hot star, and Mercury's hot too. Venus is the brightest planet. Earth's home to me and you.
I don't know
Mars
that one.
Is the red one, and Jupiter's most wide. Ooh. Saturn's got those icy rings, and Uranus spins on its side.
Oh.
Neptune's really windy, and Pluto's very small.
Aww.
Well, you wanted to name the planets, and now we've named them all.
Cute.
That's Blue's Clues, yeah. My brother was young.
I never learned that.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a...
My brother was watching that. Like, he was like learning the planets and I had known the planet. I mean, I was probably like first grade and he was like watching that. So it really stuck with me.
Clearly.
Shout out to Blue's Clues.
I love that. Yeah. That just reminded me of, you know, that cute little book that you read, that cute little Taylor Swift book?
Oh, yeah.
They made one about the Kelce brothers. Yes. And they added in a little part about Taylor in the book.
So cute.
I know. We should get that book,
too.
We
should get it. I'll read it on Amazon. It's, Golden Books, I guess, makes a bunch of those for kids. And I think that's just a cute thing.
Yeah. You know I mean? Think it's like the little book of the Kelce brothers or something. Yeah.
Super
it's very cute.
Super, super. Okay. So, Pat Mahomes' birthday. Happy birthday, Pat.
Happy birthday, Pat.
29. Whoop, whoop. Seemed like it was a good time. Maybe we'll see pictures one day. You know, all we saw was a video that Britney posted of like the decorations and then him like
getting a cake
and blowing out some candles with somebody else helping him there. I don't know who that was. That's pretty much that.
Okay, guys, quick break for our friends over at Way. Everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their
Besties.
Shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. We love Way. I feel like we talk about it all the time.
We love Way so much.
We have maybe every single product.
Every product.
That they have.
And I use every product every day. I'm always talking about the spray leave-in conditioner. We're always talking about the various shampoos, the detox shampoo, the regular shampoo, all these things, the lotions, the what's your favorite scent? The new
Saint
scent, the St. Bart's smell. Like, we love all that shit.
Love.
It's so good. The body scrub out of control. Like, good stuff.
One of my girlfriends took a shower in my apartment last weekend. And she came out, she was like, oh my God, like, you have so much Way products. And I was like, oh yeah, we work with them. And she was like, oh my God. Like, after she got out of the shower, she went on way.com and like wanted
to
buy.
Oh, and use our code?
Well, she didn't know we had a code, but was using the stuff, and the St. Bart's smelled so good that she just went on immediately. She was like, I was literally about to buy what you had.
It's
and I was
so
like, oh
good.
My God, use our code.
Exactly.
So, you know, firsthand real experiences from people that didn't even know that we have like endorsements with them. They were like, wow, that smells amazing. And with Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Think volume and bounce, shine, and protection against frizz. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash day duo that's designed for fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I love the detox shampoo, especially when I'm traveling.
Me too.
Like so much grossness
Same.
Builds up in your hair.
Especially if you use dry shampoo a lot, which I do always on my bangs, like that buildup in your scalp, like
you can like feel it.
You really can. Yeah. The detox shampoo knocks that right out, which is fantastic. Yeah.
It's really fabulous. And I believe they just came out with the hair oil in the St. Bart's smell.
Oh, yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Which is huge.
The hair oil, too, I was using. Yeah. I brought that to Wilmington with me the other day on the beach. Fantastic.
On the beach. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do the leave-in conditioner on the beach.
I usually do, but my leave-in conditioner was too big, and I only checked a bag. So I brought the hair oil.
You got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do.
So whether you're fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you and need to start your week with a detox. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses buildup from styling products, oil, impurities, and more, and leaves your hair feeling refreshed and clean. So if you want to wash your way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way, go to theouai.com and use promo code WATCH for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, code WATCH.
Woo. We have, you know who I wanted to bring up? And who seems to be enjoying her best life, and maybe she's like finally back from like whatever this long ass like anniversary trip. Kelly Teller.
Yeah.
She and Miles have been on like this anniversary trip for a few weeks on like a bender.
Yeah.
Like, they've just been like living it up. And
I know.
Posting crazy, crazy
her
videos.
TikToks have been kind of confusing me. I don't really know what the deal is.
They've been like making me laugh. Like they're you know, but they're back, I guess. She was posting about something with like customs or something, but wherever they were gone for like 2 weeks, and she's just been posting nonstop.
She was
hanging out.
They were in like the Maldives or something, or
Bali
or something.
Like
she's
that.
like, oh, like I'm forgetting his name. What the fuck is his name? Miles. She's Miles. He loves this one waterfront bungalow, but like we couldn't get it because like I scheduled it whatever, like not on time. So like he was really disappointed. And everyone's like, oh, like I hate when I don't the waterfront bungalow.
No, for real. I love how just like shamelessly rich she is. Like she like
but she was saying that she pays for all of their vacations.
No, of course she does. Like that's what I'm saying. She's just like rich as fuck.
Oh yeah.
I love the one about her ring where she posted her like turquoise ring.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, yeah, and everybody's like, where'd you get it? And she's like, someone found it, and it's like a $30,000 ring. It's like just hilarious. She very much cracks me up. Like, yeah, I think she's funny. So, you know, maybe they'll start making appearances. We haven't seen her hanging out with Taylor in a while.
They haven't been together in a while.
They've been on this like big long anniversary trip. So yeah, maybe she'll start working our way back into the equation. We've missed her.
Yeah, we have missed her. Missed her funny facial expressions.
Yeah, she's hilarious. And she tells us all the tea. Like, yeah, I need to know more about what's going on. Yeah. Like, we need Kelly's boots on the ground.
Yeah,
you know
facts.
What I mean?
Facts.
And so we're looking forward to her being back in the mix. So, of course, no week can go by, it seems now, without the mention of Donald Trump, because he can't keep Taylor's name out of his mouth.
Yeah, and you know, people comment on the, I read all the comments.
Yeah, so
and people comment on the YouTube and they're like, can we just not talk about politics? Like,
right.
We don't
we
want
wish,
to.
We wish. We don't want, I don't
to,
want to.
But how about you guys tell fucking your guy, Donald, to stop bringing it up, and then we'll stop talking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like, what are we supposed to do? We're just not supposed to talk about it, and then we don't talk about it, and then everyone's like, well, why didn't you talk about it?
Why didn't you discuss it? It's like, well, yeah, it's relevant in the conversation only because it has to do with her, and he's saying her name. So it's like, no, trust me. We do not want to be talking about politics at all. I don't feel qualified to talk about politics at all. Yeah. We've said that since the beginning of, like, we've had a couple of political conversations, but the very first one we ever had, I was like, I don't feel comfortable because I just feel stupid every time we talk about politics, you know? And I don't like to feel stupid.
And trust me, like, yeah, I know, like, we're on the same page as you guys. Like, it's exhausting to listen to, and, like,
it blows. It's,
but, like, that's not our,
but
it's
it keeps
fucking
happening.
His fault.
It keeps
like,
happening.
It's just
so
annoying.
So on Sunday morning, I guess, either Saturday or Sunday morning, Trump was put on he's got his own, what's his thing? True Social.
Yeah.
Is that where he still is? He's not like on Threads or something?
I don't know if he's on Twitter.
He's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why he's not back on Twitter after Elon took it back over, but so he tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift. And just all caps, I hate Taylor Swift. It's like, okay, dude, whatever. Fine. Fine. But
even like the responses on the posts, like from, like, obviously these are all very MAGA people that
are
on True Social,
crew,
whatever. That's his squad. People are like, oh boy, like, this is not going to help. Like, why does he keep doing this kind of whatever?
It just doesn't make, for, like, why are you saying this? Like, why are you putting more, you know, like, why are you fanning the flames?
Yes.
Like, act like you don't care, and then people won't think about it or talk about it. So it's like, I just don't really get that. But yeah, that happened. So whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. And another motherfucking Klingon who won't literally get a life and get the fuck out of our lives is Scooter Braun.
Oh.
Who's quoting, putting on his Instagram story, the Trump, I hate Taylor Swift, and him being like, come on, Donald, shake it off, or whatever the fuck, some bullshit, like, you know, or I'm voting for Kamala, like, whatever. Scooter Braun, stop trying to get people, just because you're voting for Kamala Harris doesn't mean you're not a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
And keep Taylor's name out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Stop. It's enough. And this is harder than I thought. The first time I hit it, I was
hurt.
Like,
my
ouch.
Bracelet hurt.
For real. But
no,
it's like,
that,
it's literally stop.
But
do what you want.
That's the thing he wants.
Of course he does, which is what's so annoying, though. But again, don't fucking fall for it. Like, don't try to act like we're all on the same team here. No, bitch. Like, get out.
Yeah.
Don't use her, one, for attention, and then also use her as, like, a political pawn in the same way that they are. Like, everyone's just doing that. And can I say, I you know, since we're on this page, obviously, we have Donald Trump making, you know, Eras Tour merch for himself, looking fucking insane. But then we also have, like, Kamala doing the same shit, and I don't like anybody doing it. Like, I wish that nobody would do Taylor Swift merch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, inspired merch. She has, like, Are You Ready For It stuff.
Okay.
And so, which I saw they released a couple hours after the Donald Trump Eras Tour stuff. And it's like, again, I understand that she endorsed Kamala, and they're working together with the friendship bracelets, and there's an element of a blessing there.
Hmm.
But I just feel like now Taylor Swift is a political pawn. For what? You know?
No, I agree
with that.
They're
just fighting over her now. And it's like, haha, we have her on our team. And it's like, well, fuck you, your team sucks. Like, that's how it appears to me.
I saw some...
And I don't like it.
No, I 1,000% agree. The merch thing, I don't know. I don't think Donald Trump should be making merch with Taylor, but I think...
No, of course not.
The fact that Taylor endorsed Kamala, like,
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I'm just saying that,
you gotta do, and it makes me feel fine because, like, obviously, like, there had to be some sort of discussion between teams and whatever.
For sure.
And, like, we make Taylor merch, so, like.
No, true. You know what I mean? But we're doing it because we're like, you know, hanging out and having fun, and it's like our job kind of.
Yeah, it's not like motivated behind anything.
Right. Like, we're not using her as a pawn like they are in politics. Like, I just feel like it's, you know, which Taylor Swift political merch are you wearing?
Yes.
Kamala's or Donald's? It's like, why? Like, I just, I don't know. So it's slimy to me.
No, I agree. I thought you sent me a tweet. Oh, someone quote tweeted. So the Harris campaign released a statement full of Taylor Swift references after Trump declared he hates her.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Not at all fine has spent this week working through his feelings, whining about his champagne problems, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody
quote tweeted
that tweet, and I wish I remembered what they said, but it was kind of like, why is Taylor Swift like being like used as like exactly what you said, like a pawn between
the two.
That's
what I mean.
She's like
being used as this like vessel or vehicle for whatever like games they're playing, and I don't like it. And like in an effort to show that I am above all Team Taylor, like I'll talk shit about the Kamala stuff too. Like I don't like that. I think it's like keep her name out of it because it gets to a point where like, you know, Donald Trump's tweeting, I hate Taylor Swift. Things get contentious. People are fucking crazy. And then the next thing you know, it's like she needs quadruple security and her and Travis, she's got the tour coming up again. It's like, I don't know. I hate when things feel like when there's unrest and there's already so much unrest. And I just hate how much it's like creeping into our world. You know, it's like this is our safe haven. Like this is supposed to be fun. Like we're supposed to have a good time. And now for the past three, four episodes, it's like we have to have a 45-minute political conversation.
Yeah.
Not because we necessarily want to, but because it's just like this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's annoying as fuck. And I just wish it wasn't the case. And that's why when we were talking about months and months, we're talking about, you know, her eventually endorsing someone and whatever. This is exactly what I was talking about. It's like, I just wish that it wasn't the case. Nobody used celebrities like this. And it just is how it's done. Like, everyone uses celebrities, and Taylor has allowed herself to be used for Kamala in one way or another. But, like, at what point is it too much? And I think that, like, it's gotten to the point where it's like, okay, if I'm her, I'm like, no. Speaking of being used for, we can jump off politics now if we want to, because I did see, and now we take this with a grain of salt, or I will, because it is a blind item situation.
Mm.
Not Dumois, but original Crazy Days and Nights, which I also don't love, but I do think this is interesting. Talking a little bit about behind the scenes at the MTV Awards. I sang this right somewhere. I'll never find it.
Didn't it just say like she wanted to be backstage because she didn't know all the cameras were going to be on her at
all
times?
That's what I was trying to look for, exact verbiage. But yeah, apparently, you know, this blind conversations are like, or blind items are things that are overheard and submitted. And usually though, these people have like real sources and it's, you know, I don't know. It all depends, but they don't use names. They use things like an A++ singer spent most of her time behind stage because she didn't know there'd be a live feed of her on camera, and it made her uncomfortable. And she wanted to like drink with her other counterpart and like, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I'm kind of like, it's just, you know, I see that. And I just see everyone kind of taking advantage. And yeah, maybe we fall into the category as well to a certain extent. But I don't know. I feel like we have good intentions and I just feel like others don't. Like,
yeah.
Maybe that's me being hopeful or what.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's also hard, like, with the political stuff. Like, with Taylor endorsing Kamala, like, if I'm Kamala's team, like, you're going to use that all the time.
Of
you know what I mean?
Are.
And like, it does get so exhausting. It doesn't change the fact of like using it for your own advantage, whatever. But like, it does.
Well, she essentially gave permission. That's
yes, exactly.
Thing.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
You
like,
can use
with,
me for this.
With
Kamala, it's like, how
far
does it go?
It doesn't seem as like, as icky to me, just because like clearly there's been some sort of communication between Taylor and the Harris campaign.
For sure.
But yeah, no, I think
it's not icky
stems,
in the same way.
Yeah,
it's more so like
stems
a
back
here
to
we
our
go.
Original
still,
conversation before
this.
She endorsed Kamala was that she never should have, no, not endorsed. She never should have been put so much pressure on in the first place to give a statement. And I think she would have anyways, even if there wasn't a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But this is what it has become now, of celebrities being expected to be the voice of the people, the voice of a political campaign. And that's not what they're there for. They're there for entertainment. They're there to be the best at what they do at their craft. They're not there to tell us who we should and shouldn't vote for. And I think that celebrities should use their platform whatever which way they see is right. But yeah, it just, it's crazy to me. And I think it also has to do with social media and this day and age or whatever. But yeah, just like the dependency that politics has on Taylor is crazy.
It's just, it seems unfair.
But at the same time,
you know,
like, can you blame them? Because
then why did she say it? You know
exactly
what I mean?
Like, they post.
It's hard. It's hard to figure out. Like,
Mr.
What's
Perfectly Not So Fine, and everyone thinks it's so funny. And they're relatable, and they get
the
jokes.
That, by
the
way.
Swifties. Yeah, like, so
but
did
like,
I. But like,
you know, and it's, but it's like, of course, what else are you gonna say? But I kind of am like, I don't know. I feel that once she endorsed Kamala, it was like, okay, great, she wins. Taylor Swift, like, that, she wins that camp. Like, that's all said and done.
Yeah.
Donald Trump can have as many tantrums as he wants. Why do we even acknowledge him hating on Taylor Swift? Like, he says, I hate Taylor Swift, and then 20 minutes later, it's the press release with all the hidden meanings in it, and alongside merch. Are you ready for it, merch? I just feel like, yeah, using that opportunity to do whatever, but, like, ultimately, that merch is being sold to then raise money for the campaign, and, like, it's all, which, again, it's just, that's how business works. That's how things work. I just, it just feels slimy to me in a different way when it comes to, like, using her politically.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. It's,
you
just, like,
mean?
No celebrity should be, like, the defining person for politics.
Like, why is she now the face of Kamala Harris's campaign, apparently?
Because she has, like, just has, like, I feel like she just has so much influence. Like,
I know,
she has so
much
influence. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
If Taylor does one thing, everyone's going to do it, you know?
Right,
like,
right. Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's unfortunately just kind of like the name of the game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's right. And that is, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't like the game. I wish the game were different.
Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do about
it. I also feel like if it wasn't Trump, I feel like maybe it wouldn't be like this crazy.
True, so true, so true.
Because I feel like now he's making it so polarizing. Like, I hate Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That, like,
can you see all the videos that people are digging up of him calling her, like, pretty, like,
he just said,
like,
almost 2 months ago, he's like, I think she's liberal, but, like, she's beautiful.
She's
fine.
She's stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
Shockingly beautiful. Like, he, like,
and
went on
and
on about
pretty, like,
she
I hate Taylor Swift.
And now he hates her.
It's just whatever.
Right.
Like,
right.
Shocking. Donald Trump hates Taylor Swift. Like, okay.
After she endorses someone else. Like, right.
Yeah.
It's like, we get it. But, so, yeah, I don't know. I think that, that besides that, I would like to not pay that, like, his negativity towards Taylor any mind.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, we had to bring it up because he's tweeting, I hate Taylor Swift. But, like, this is going to keep going on for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or two months, whatever it is. And
until
I think
the election's
to,
over, there's going to be shit to talk about.
We just have to know that she's going to be used as this pawn back and forth. And, like, you know, if something major happens, maybe we bring it up. But honestly, like, what else are we going to say at this point about it? You know what I mean? Nobody wants to. I don't want to go on and on about it anymore. I think that it's, like, it's just.
What?
I just wish it wasn't a thing.
What other point did you bring up? You were like, to kind of get away from the politics. You said something about a different point. And I can't
VMAs?
Oh, the VMAs.
Yeah.
No,
it was
just
as an example of, like, using her for whatever.
Yes.
And I think that trying to get, like, that is a good marketing idea. Like, okay, we've got this camera on Taylor Swift. We're going to up our subscriptions, our YouTube people, like, whatever. Like, we do shit like that here all the time. Like, have a stream over here and we're trying to get our, you know, get our shit up.
Like, keep a camera on date or something.
Exactly. But I think if you're doing something like that, you've got to let her
just
know.
Like, a total invasion.
That's crazy.
Did you,
like,
see, like,
she
the one
video
she's,
it,
like, talking to posts and, like, there's two people just with, like, flash, like, straight in her face,
crazy.
Like, this, like,
it's crazy.
Crazy.
And then have you seen the video of, like, that actual video where she's, like, she's literally going,
and the,
like,
flash
this
is literally on in her face, like, people are like, all right,
that's,
like,
insane.
Back the fuck up.
I would smack
no, that was,
out of
that
hands.
Was crazy.
Like,
no wonder
I really
she was
would.
Gone for an hour, because that was really crazy.
Of course.
That was so unnecessary.
It just becomes, it's more than ever, it's, like, monster on the hill. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's how I would feel.
I think it's more fun to, like, show her in snippets rather than, like, have a camera on her the whole time. It just feels, like, so invasive. And
of
then it's like, all right, like, then it's, like, less, like, fun and, like, ooh, like, maybe we'll see Taylor now. Maybe, like, I don't know. Just having, like, 100% full access like that
just
felt,
weird.
Like, weird.
Even the NFL is caps it off at,
like,
4 or 5 times.
Yeah,
a game.
They don't have a fucking,
no,
let's send it down to the box camera. Like,
right.
That would be crazy.
That
it's
would
just,
be crazy.
Like, basic respect. respect, and you would think that the VMAs would want to give respect to their the number one A-list person that's there.
Completely. But I wish I could find that blind thing, because there was another one in there being like, it was such a mess behind the scenes that people don't even know if it's going to happen again next year.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Like, it wasn't, neither do I. But it's, you know, it's a lot of, I have a couple boots on the ground at MTV I'll have Ooh. To ask. But like, the idea that these things were, you know, handled poorly or just like whatever, I think is not insane. Like, to be like, wow, I don't like how, I'm getting lost because I'm scrolling at the same time. The idea that things were chaotic behind the scenes and they're trying to make the most of the situation and it being like a hectic night or whatever and all these celebrities and stuff and trying to like go viral and like do these things, like, I'm not shocked that they would think of that kind of idea and try to execute it and think it would all be okay. But I'm glad that she, you know, went behind the thing the whole time.
Yeah,
me too. That's good. I'm still looking for it. Wow, it must have been, maybe it got deleted because it's nowhere in here.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's just old. I don't know. Anyway, so.
Do we want to touch on the Gaylers?
Oh, should we?
They're coming after us.
They're coming after us now.
Yeah, that's kind of it. They're coming after us. They're saying we're homophobic.
Yep.
And
after we went off last week talking about how they, this like subsect,
how they're ruining
group
the
of
country,
quote unquote fans. Yeah, they're ruining the country. It was funny. how this like subset group of quote unquote fans, like, you know, just projects their own like insecurities, feelings, whatever it is, onto her.
And like come after her when she does something with Travis.
Yep.
And they're just like brutal, like,
and it's
brutal.
Just right. And we explained it that these people think that she like is, you know, closeted and whatever and gay and blah blah blah. And but the argument back has always been, well, if you acknowledge the Gaylers and you acknowledge this behavior, then you're homophobic and you're a bigot.
Yeah,
which is obviously
no, that
not
was
the case.
Crazy.
Like that's like, so that's why they're coming. They're calling us homophobic, which like.
Some Gaylor
bitch, like, shut up.
Like Twitter account, it came up on my thing and was like, they're even liking homophobic comments. And one of the screenshots.
What? Oh no.
One of the screenshots.
Me?
No, it's like, no.
Am I liking homophobic comments?
No, I was on Taylor Watch like liking some of the comments.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And they're like, they're liking homophobic comments. One of the homophobic comments is that Gaylor is equal to QAnon, is what someone commented. And Gaylors are actually so sick.
Well,
homophobic.
No, it is. And we've said that before. Like, that to me is not homophobic to point out that these people who are trying to force sexuality on someone, that's sick. That's like, a sickness.
Yeah.
Like, you're not okay. Like, that's not, and I'm not saying that you're gay. Like, if you are or not, who gives a fuck? Whoever you are, if you're pushing an agenda on someone else, it's fucked up. And I feel
never
like,
once in the clip did we say, like, we don't, like, no, like, she's not gay. She never will be gay.
Yeah.
Never, like, we don't fucking just, know, and we'll never know, and we don't fucking care because
it's nobody's business.
It doesn't fucking matter.
And you would never say that about anyone else. Like, I just feel like I never.
No,
I
these
know,
people are
lie.
The plague.
I, you know, because a lot of celebrity, Harry Styles, Shawn Mendes, like, a lot of people kind of catch this.
Harry Styles dates a woman, and people and his fans don't fucking throw eggs at him,
know,
and they're like,
they're
"I'm
like,
so disappointed.
He's lying.
This is disgusting. I'm gonna drag him by his hair.
It's just nuts. Like, but yeah, I don't know what kind of complexes people have with the whole like needing to label Taylor in the way that they want to label her and connect dots and make up lies and whatever. It's like that's your own issue. Go to therapy. Like, I don't know what you want. Like, that's If you're thinking like that, you have to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Like, that's just for you.
I appreciate all the Swifties fighting the good fight for us on Twitter.
Because thank you.
Very
thank
much
you
appreciated.
That.
It's so funny because, like, that one girl that tweeted, like, that shouted us out, which was so
nice. Oh,
that
was nice, yeah.
And she was like, I don't like any Barstool content.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We
and
always
all
have
the replies
like that.
Are like, yeah, I hate Barstool, but these girls are cool. I'm
these
like,
girls are great. It's like, ooh, we literally, oof, we are in here too.
Yeah,
but I understand that. I mean, I had a conversation with Dante. I feel like I've been bringing him up. Don't clip this because I don't want him to. I don't want to get
Give
into
him,
it with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wrote a blog. He saw a clip. Dua Lipa was asked in an interview, 60 Minutes interview, about the way she writes her songs and the way she performs and stuff, and she and why she doesn't why she isn't more personal about it. And she said that she just doesn't like the idea of like blowing out people's spots and like having her personal life so public in her music, and she just wants to make songs that are a good time and kind of move on or whatever.
Yeah.
I would say that is a, she's talking about every single girl in the pop category right now.
Yeah.
Every single girl, Taylor Swift, Chaperone, Sabrina Carpenter, Ariana Grande, like it, the list goes on of anyone, songs that are being written, and they're all about exes,
relationships,
like heartbreak, happiness, like whatever. That's just, pop music is traditionally like about love and about heartbreak and about these things. So it's no surprise, and it's no specific shade towards anyone. But Dante, who is looking for clicks on the fucking blog, is writing a blog being like, Dua Lipa shades Taylor Swift in an interview. And I text him on the side. I'll read it. Because I text him and he changed his mind and ended up not publishing the blog. But he was still tweeting about it. And then he tweeted my fucking screenshot, which is why I don't feel bad reading these texts.
Oh, okay.
I said, Dante, why do you keep writing Taylor blogs that are full of bullshit that perpetuate dumb storylines? It looks bad on us when the call is coming from inside the house. Which is how I feel when any of the guys here try to make like Taylor jokes and try to poke fun or like take the side of like the internet and the hive or whatever. I think maybe I'm just feeling really protective of like us and what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And I think that like you see like people... Our clips make it to corners of the internet that we want it to with the Swifties, and they respect our takes because we're honest and normal and respectful.
Yeah.
But then when a clip, a joke clip, goes viral because it's Dan saying we need a sex tape out of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to believe it, like that sucks to have to then defend.
Yeah.
To be like, well, those guys are good. They're just making a joke. It's like, but no, but we don't think the jokes are funny and neither do the Swifties.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do I, you know what I mean? And the guys and the people that think it is funny, it's like, that's fine that you do, but again, we're doing something here.
Yeah, like,
and,
keep it
and
to
I
yourself.
I wish you could respect it. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
So I said that, and he was like, did you watch the clip? I said, yeah, I could apply to anybody right now. And he said, who else? And I like literally named everyone. Charlie XCX even.
Yeah.
Lord, everybody. And he said, I wrote a blog singing her praises this week, and it didn't get published. And then he was like, okay, great point. Which, by the way, he wrote a blog that was the same as, it was after the VMAs, right?
Oh,
I wrote the same thing, like, a few hours later. Like, he wrote this blog in, like, the middle of the night. Mm. I wrote it at 8 a.m. Mine got published because I do the Taylor Swift stuff usually. His was, like, a diatribe about how, like, it was, like, basically a diary entry about how get you a girl, like, Taylor Swift who appreciates her man, like, Travis Kelce. And it was just, like, 1,000 words about how, like, girls never appreciate their men and you need to have, like, it was, you know, I saw it and I was like, all right. I didn't say don't publish that. It was just a totally different thing. I said nothing about it, but I guess it
didn't
get published.
Dante is just...
Well, he's off his rocker is the thing. So then he's like, you're right. I'm thinking too much into it. Well done. Thanks. Blah, blah, blah. And again, I don't dis... Dante and I are friends. We've been friends for years. And I think lately the desperation that some people have to be like high on the blog, get clicks on the blog, whatever, sometimes outweighs using your brain. And I think that is the issue here.
And I feel like that's just kind of the issue with Taylor in general.
For
like
sure.
People will always like want to have
the hot
take.
They forget she's a human being.
Yeah,
they forget
that
like, and again, that we're doing something over here. Like I want Taylor and her team to know that Barstool has her back and we're not a media outlet out here trying to capitalize off of her and trying to do all this bullshit. Like, we genuinely are doing this because we are fans of her, we like her, we enjoy talking about her,
and
we enjoy the community that we've built around the show and about and around the Swifties and whatever. Like, that's why we're in it.
Yeah.
And it's not for, you know, obviously it looks great on us when it does well, when we get followers, when we have things, it makes us look good for work.
Yeah.
But that's not why we're doing it. Like,
we
like it because we like it. And we're good at it because we are so passionate about it. And I just never want something like that to fall into the wrong hands and be like, oh, well, Taylor Swift will never work at Barstool because, you know, Dante wrote this fucking blog. Like, then I'd have to kill him dead. You know what I mean? Like, that's after all the shit that we've done. Like, I get frustrated in that way.
We're
fighting the good fight as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's annoying with the guys here sometimes, but like, that is a really good point. Like, we are building something here.
That's
like,
what
we
I mean.
Have
it's
built
just
something
like,
and
I wouldn't,
it's just like,
I wouldn't go talk shit about, you know, say, I don't know, say one of the other brands is trying to build
like
a relationship
Bob
with someone.
Bob Fox and Dana White. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't start
I was like,
doing
fuck Dana White, he's
every
sucks.
Week, fuck this scumbag, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
Yeah.
Like, and they have a good relationship and it's, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, I just wouldn't do that. Like, you know, if we're whether we're working with someone or not, like, it's just, it's obviously... the Taylor Swift and Barstool crossover is sensitive. And it's, you know, we just have to be respectful about it. And we don't ever want to, like, cross lines or make it seem like we're being inappropriate or using it for clicks or whatever. Like, we're lucky that we haven't been told, like, you guys can't do this show. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, that's what we are thankful for that all the time. And so clearly we're doing something right, or at least we're not doing something so wrong that they've noticed, I guess, is really what it is. But yeah, when you start making up, like, that is, if some other outlet, like, we're ripping apart Variety last week, if Barstool Sports posted that blog that of Dante saying that, I would rip it apart the same way that we ripped apart Variety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just making up a storyline that has nothing to do with Taylor, pitting women against each other, and just creating a whole narrative for everybody else to jump on top of and pile on the women again. It's like, why? Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
And I just hate it. I hate when people don't open up their fucking brains.
It's always something. I feel like with Taylor,
guys just never think that way. Yeah, I guess guys. And I feel don't, like, guys, like what? It's clicks.
I feel
like,
yeah, exactly. But the guys no, but are always trying against to each spin other. Zone clicks, whatever. Over and it's it. Just like annoying.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like stay in your lane. We got Taylor. You don't need to come
for sure. Like
yeah.
just don't worry about it. And like yeah. and again, like if you see if something crazy is going on and I'm asleep at the wheel and it's like a she did something like yeah steal that blog from me and that's on me and that's yeah, my problem. Yeah. But this situation was not like that. It's just you're creating something out of nothing. Because you wanted to go on the blog. And I yeah. just don't, I don't respect people that write like that, I guess. Yeah. And maybe that's me like having too much integrity or whatever. But like, I just, I don't know. After seeing all these media outlets like create these narratives and stuff, I just can't in good conscience, at least not send a text.
Yeah.
Like if he could have said, fuck you, I'm doing it anyway. And I would have had to eat it and just yeah. deal with it. But at least I said my piece and you know, he listened this time. Yeah, so that's nice.
At least he listened. Yeah. yeah. So, what more can you ask for?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, yeah. that's
nice. We'll take the crumbs.
We'll take the crumbs. Take yeah. whatever. So yeah. it's not a big deal. But yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, we've been
it's
out
a
here.
Men's world. That's how I feel sometimes.
Literally.
Here. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Coming at me again. Because if I was a man. Then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. Man. I'd be the man. Yeah,
if
that's
I was
us.
Touching my not dollars, us. I'd be a bitch, not a bother. They paint me out to be bad, but it's okay that I'm mad. If I was like flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a bother. And it's,
yeah. 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 yeah, I think we started second verse first yeah, instead know, yeah. of yeah, 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 flashing my diamonds. I'd be
oh, diamonds, yeah,
yeah, yeah, flashing my diamonds. I'd be.
Are you sure? Is no, it no, diamonds.
Something about models first. Hold on, wait. And oh, I was like,
and
I was like, flashing yeah. my diamonds. Like are getting if I was bitches like, and models, and it's all. They'd paint me out to be bad, say, but it's okay that I'm mad. But I was like, flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a bother. And it's all good if you're bad.
What's it like to brag about raking in dollars and getting bitches and models?
Yep, yep, yep.
And it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad.
If you're mad.
And if I was out flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a baller. They'd paint me out to be bad, so it's okay
if I'm mad. Right, 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 right.
Oh, I did not know that was the lyrics.
Yeah, they're two different ones.
What's it like to brag about raking in dollars?
What's it like to brag about?
Yeah.
What's it like to brag about? Yeah, that's
how it is. I always thought it was like, I don't know what I thought it was. Like, haven't you heard about bragging? I thought it was something like that.
Wait, let me think for a second. And what's it like bragging? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's the tone.
I think it's like, what's it like to... What's it like to brag about flashing my dollars?
Yeah, I think you're right.
What's it like to brag about flashing my dollars and being getting... Like should I play it?
What's it like to brag about... Yeah, play it, because now I gotta know.
I'll be a bitch, not a baller. And bang, 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 bang. Yeah, what's it like
what's it to brag about? Yeah, there it is, yeah. What's it like to brag about? Flashing your dollars and getting bitches and models. And it's all good if you're bad. And it's okay that I'm mad. If I was like flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a baller. And it's all okay that I'm mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we got it. Yeah, yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Listen, again, the message still stands. we're all jumbled up because of it. But listen, we're making our way. We're doing our best.
Yes.
And all we can do is send the text and be bitches when we want to. And maybe that would have been a powerful move by me, if not a girl. But I'm sure I'm getting called a bitch in a group text somewhere.
Oh, always.
But who isn't? You know, if you're not getting called a bitch in a group text somewhere, then you're not doing it right.
You're not doing it right.
Then you're not doing your job as a woman.
Yeah, that's actually so true.
So true.
Except I always feel bad when I'm like bitchy.
No, of course I feel terrible every time, and then I eat away at it, and usually I'll apologize. I mean, I literally I turtled so bad after he said yes. I was like, thanks for hearing me out, by the way. Like,
that's just so classic.
Notice I didn't read that part of the text.
That's
I was
so
like,
annoying
hey,
about being
thanks
a girl.
So much for hearing
like you're
out.
Assertive, and then you're like, oh my god, thank you. Like,
Kane, I literally said
that's so funny.
I said thank
you're
you.
The best.
I said thank you for hearing me out. I owe you a good blog for clicks, is what I said. So if, like, if I see something good, I'll be like, do this instead
funny.
Of me. Yeah, of course. Like, you know, it's just ridiculous. But But yeah, I think that's I'm trying to think if anything else really has happened in our girls' world. Seems like no. The politics thing was such a you know, it took over the weekend. Okay, let's take a second and talk about our besties over at Bull & Branch. Of course, love them. But I was talking a little bit about the cat I was babysitting, and I have to shout out Bull & Branch, of course, because I have a stack of blankets next to my couch, and it kind of creates like a little perch. And of course, my waffle blanket is right on top, Bull & Branch. And the bakery was open because Momo was up there just baking biscuits on that blanket the entire time he was at my house. Like the cutest thing. Like, he was in my lap, laying on my chest. Or on my face, or like posted up on that blanket. Yeah. Absolutely loved it. Was dying for it. And so honestly, like, if Momo says yes with the Bull & Branch blanket,
if the blanket's Momo approved, then you know
what's up. So so if you want to build the coziest bed imaginable with Bull & Branch bedding, make it with the finest 100% organic cotton. I know you've got a duvet, or what is it?
Yes,
you have?
I just got a comforter.
Comforter.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm not even kidding you when I say it was one of the best sleeps I've had in a while. I've been really trying to find, I switched from duvet to comforter, and I really wanted to find a comforter that like wasn't like too like young, wasn't too hot and heavy, because sometimes it's hard with those comforters, like they can really trap in your heat.
For sure.
Oh, it felt like I was literally sleeping in like a chamber of like safeness and softness, and just like, you could, like, there was good airflow. It just felt really nice. Like,
Gia, did it feel buttery, breathable, and softer with every wash?
Because
we know that that's Bull & Branch.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm-hmm. And that applies, of course, to the comforter. It applies to the waffle blanket, and also applies to the sheets.
The sheets. We love
always.
The
sheets, the pillowcases, all the above. They're the perfect foundation for
now
better
I'm
sleep.
Now I'm full Bull & Branch bedding.
Gotta do it.
And comforter and pillows.
It's really the only way.
Yeah.
I think that we're both full all out at this point, and it's the only way. But they're the perfect foundation for better sleep, as we know. And you can easily add Bull & Branch's bed blankets, duvets, and quilts without making your bed feel heavy or hot, which again is important at this time of year where it's like it's still kind of hot from summer,
like
but it's cool at night, but you're hot in the morning, so it's really great to do all those things. The Bull & Branch sheets, of course, are loved by millions of sleepers, and they offer free design consultations so you can build your dreamiest bed with a dedicated stylist. We love that. The best thing of all, Jay, is that Bull & Branch gives you the 30-night worry-free guarantee.
Yes, we love that.
Free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders of over $100 or more, which is like, that's a fantastic deal.
Yep.
Although you're not gonna want to return any of these things. You're gonna want to keep them, and you're gonna want more, just like we are. We're ordering new Bull & Branch like every other day. So start getting your best sleep this fall with Bull & Branch and enjoy 15% off plus free shipping woohoo on your first set of sheets at bullandbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Bull & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch for 15% off and free shipping. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Quick little I don't even know if this is funny or what the tea is with this. So
I don't know this.
When everyone thought that something was going to happen the 13th at 8:50 was with Stevie Nicks. She just ended up releasing an I Can Do It With a Broken Heart remix.
Oh, yes. How could we forget?
With Dombreski, who I have seen. Great DJ.
Oh, I've never seen
him. I thought he was very fabulous. But the thing is, this remix came out, and then all of a sudden, Dombreski started liking like all of these anti-Taylor Swift comments on his Instagram.
What were the comments?
So someone was like, someone commented the only Taylor Swift song that matters, and he liked that comment. And then someone replied, all of her songs are good, and someone responded, me when I lie, and he liked that comment.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Right. That's kind of, the so first like, one I could maybe think like, oh, they're just complimenting the song and like feeling whatever. But that one is.
Yeah.
I actually did see those and I didn't realize like what that was, what that meant. What
and
those
were. So then Chris Lake, who is a DJ in that world, he tweeted, man, I love Dombreski. Only he could snag an official remix for Taylor Swift, post about it. And then because he's not used to getting any hate and English is his second language, he starts liking all the comments and not reading them properly. Now Swifties are all after him.
Oh God.
So I don't know if Chris was just trying to have his buddies back.
Definitely.
But it
for
just
sure.
doesn't seem like
Although,
like
I mean,
that's
I
an
could
accidental
that.
Like I didn't really know what that meant.
Right.
But it was just very
why would he be like wanting to talk shit? It's not like it was a bad deal. I mean, he's on a remix of Taylor Swift. Like that's not a bad thing. Like
But like to me, maybe he's like, oh, I'll just get that coin, and like I don't actually like Taylor. But it's like, how did they pick him?
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. And I feel like she, you know, she had to have met him.
It is interesting though, because it seems like all of the examples. Okay, wait. It seems like there's another one that says our world. Someone commented, our world was the last place safe from Taylor Swift vomit emoji, and he liked that comment too.
Oh fuck that. Oh no 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 no. Okay, now that's
yeah. There's no way he's that.
The first one, I could have been like, okay, that's a misunderstanding. The second one is a little bit shady. Like maybe he's just liking comments, like every comment that's posted. Yeah. My world was safe without it with the vomit emoji. No, 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 no.
Yeah,
that's
like
weird
it doesn't
fuck.
Matter.
Or is
English,
he liking it?
Spanish,
is he liking it being like, haha,
anything?
Fuck you? Like, is he? What is his? What is his nationality? Like Swedish?
I don't know. Let me look it up. French.
French.
So like,
well, the
French people
French
know,
are rude.
That's true. The French are rude.
So maybe
but, like,
he's,
French
maybe
people
he's being
know
sassy
what a fucking
back.
Puke emoji means.
Yeah, they
like,
definitely
you know,
do.
Like,
maybe he's being sassy.
Oh wait,
back.
He
maybe
tweeted.
He's liking the haters. Oh, he tweeted.
This was on the 13th.
Oh,
I just want to add, I'm still blown away that Taylor released my remix. This is one of the toughest tracks I've ever had to rework because the original is perfect in every way. I did my best to honor it while giving it a house spin, so I'm honestly in shock that it made the cut. I appreciate all the love you guys have shown, and most importantly, sending a huge thank you to Taylor for the support.
Interesting.
And then Tavis Hayes is the first person in the response.
Of course.
She released it, and then you had the nerve to throw shade at her. Fucking loser.
Ooh, Tavis Hayes. Get
so, I think Dombrowski is on our shit list.
I think it sounds like he might be, or at the very least he's here's the thing though, I feel like sometimes people, and in the same way that I said this about Brittany Mahomes, and I'm not, again, not defending, but sometimes I feel people don't understand how much like Swifties specifically look into like comments and stuff like that, and maybe they're seeing the comments and like being petty about it and being like, haha, like look at these haters, like I'm just gonna like all the comments, because I have done before. People will shit all over me like in replies, and I'll just like them all.
Yeah, I
get
that.
Because I'm like, haha, fuck you. Or more so too, like I want you to see that I saw that.
Like in your face, yeah.
Right, and so it could be that. But and then maybe not thinking that everyone's
yeah,
because
like French people like are like petty
they're
like that, like
petty and sassy like that for sure. Like that's the sense of humor.
I will like this mean comment.
Pierre Escargot.
I will like this mean comment and eat my baguette.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Taylor
yes,
Swift.
Yes.
We shall Taylor go to France.
Puke emoji with my baguette. Yes, and roll around in my Taylor Swift money. Like
yes,
you know,
I'm Dombrowski.
Yeah. So I think that is kind of like. If I'm defending Dombrowski, would be the angle I would take. And I'm not saying, like, I don't, you know, we don't know this person. Never heard of him in my life, but I just don't know the DJs like that. You know them better than I do.
I think if you heard, like, his most popular song, you would recognize
maybe
it.
Maybe I'd recognize, yeah.
But, I just thought that was interesting, a little crossover between the EDM world and the Taylor Swift world, because usually there is slim to none crossover.
Well, the EDM world, they're still salty because we've got friendship bracelets on lock. So they're still,
we
stole
rave
their
candy.
Rave culture. Yeah. It's like, get a grip. But God forbid.
I think that's it on my end.
That's all I really was keeping tabs on.
Yeah.
The, what do we have coming up? Well, Travis's birthday, apparently, October 5th. We've got that
well,
coming.
Well, me and Kelly will be
we have
on
a lot,
island
you
time.
You and I have a lot coming up.
We will
have,
be on island time this weekend.
Yes,
we will be in Martha's Vineyard for my beautiful sister Francesca's wedding.
Yes.
And then Kelly will be fighting for her life.
I will be fighting for my
Chicago.
Life. In Chicago. For we're filming the new season of Survivor next week. So we will have, and we'll explain it, you know, a little bit better. We're going to have a couple of episodes where they won't be like live. Like we're gonna pre-record a couple of things.
Yeah,
because I'm
the
gonna
next
be MIA.
Couple episodes are gonna be kind of all over the place.
They're gonna be a little choppy, a little silly.
Yeah, just because
they're gonna be good.
They're gonna be good. Yeah, but we're just gonna. It's a lot of schedule conflicts that we got going on the next couple of days. I'm leaving on Wednesday to head up to the vineyard.
Say why? Because it's a really sweet reason.
I'm driving my grandma.
It's like the cutest thing. Like, yeah, it's like the sweetest. Like, of course.
I am driving my grandma
so
to Martha's Vineyard. 5-hour car ride. It's going to be
interesting.
It's going to
be great. You guys are
going to
have fun.
I'm happy.
It's going to be a really sweet little ride, I bet. No bullshit. Like,
and she loves
so
Taylor,
sweet.
So it's perfect.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So just play Taylor Watch for her the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just, she can listen to our podcast.
And the Chiefs play the Falcons on Sunday.
Good. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. And yes, make sure to tune in for Thursday's episode for Draft Queens.
Yes.
And voicemails and DMs.
Yep.
As always, the number is
347-450-0723.
You can leave a voicemail. You can text that number. You can DM us on the Taylor Watch Instagram account. Also, just a quick shout. It is 1 year since we started Taylor Watch.
Yay!
So thank you guys so much for supporting us in all this time.
Seriously,
how far we've come.
Oh man, it's just good shit. It's nice to think about.
It is.
And just quickly, I feel like moving, I had to move from production to content. And it was very scary. And I feel like a lot of times people were just asking me like, oh, what do you want to do? What are you going to do? Like, are you going to start something? What are you going to do? And I felt so much pressure. Like, fuck, like, what the fuck do I do?
Of course.
And I just kept saying, like, I really just want something to happen naturally. Like, I feel like everything happens for a reason. Like, I'm just going to take it day by day. Kelly was like, hey, like, let's bring back Taylor Watch like once a month, whatever. Yeah. Everything happened naturally,
and it turned into this. Yeah.
And I couldn't be more grateful and thankful to Kelly and to all of you guys.
Gee.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you.
It's been so fun.
No, but it is. It has been so fun, and you're right. It came to existence so organically.
Yeah.
That it was just kind of like, you know, like, wow, I can't believe it. Yeah. I really can't believe that this is what we're doing and how we're at this place. No, it's hilarious.
It's
like
so
the first episode,
funny.
We're in the other room. Yeah. I thought it was gonna be like a one-off video, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, you know, for
so much stuff kept happening.
So much stuff kept happening. It really all kind of took off, but as always, I feel that sometimes I bring this up, but Gia does literally all of the work behind the scenes. Like, I know, like, I show up and we have the conversations. I pay attention to stuff. I pay attention to memes, whatever.
You're the
Gia
face of the brand.
Yeah, right. I'm the face of the brand. I'll schmooze to salespeople. Mm. That is kind of like my lane. But Gia does all of the editing, all of the clips, all of the social media. We're almost at 100,000 followers on TikTok, which is fucking crazy.
Huge. Yeah, I'm excited
like,
for that.
All of that shit, because you're so good at it.
Thanks.
And it would not be like if I were in charge of it by myself, or if I was even helping. Like, I don't think like.
No,
you know,
well,
I have old lady shit.
We need your schmoozing. We need your beautiful face.
Yep.
We need your
my money,
crazy videos, and your
my
money,
crazy videos. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. The crazy videos always bring
in
some content.
Yeah, we need your
content.
Videos. Yeah, no, no.
We need
you bring in a lot. I feel like
Thank
we
you.
Have such a good. Like
dynamic.
I think so too.
But you work your ass off, and for someone who I know, when you made the switch over to content, and I remember Dave like. Making jokes like that you're a bad producer and whatever. It's like that couldn't be any less true. Like you're fantastic.
I know,
and this
like
is, it would not be this.
It's kind of
you.
Ironic, but whatever.
Yeah.
What
it really
are you
is.
Do?
It really
yeah.
is. But just know that it like it couldn't be less true. So it's just it's exciting. So yeah. So thank you also to everybody that has been hanging out with us for this whole time.
Yes,
like
seriously.
I said, the growth has been crazy. It's fantastic. And if you're listening to this now and you don't already subscribe to our YouTube,
yes,
please do,
subscribe.
So you can keep it going, keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're following us on everything.
Yep. 5 stars on Spotify.
5 stars.
Apple
Music. Podcasts.
Wherever you listen,
podcast,
Amazon,
whatever.
Wherever the hell
exactly.
you're listening.
Oh, yeah, Amazon, I forgot.
Yeah,
that,
they have podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wondery is their thing, right? That's like
yeah, Wondery, yeah, 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 yeah.
So I don't know.
So
don't
if
know
you're listening
details.
On Wondery, I don't even know if we're on that.
I don't know. I don't know either.
But
wherever
you are,
just make sure.
Just don't forget us.
Just don't forget us, because we never forget you. We think about you all the time.
Exactly.
So that's fantastic. But we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you guys.
Love you.